Hey there, beautiful souls. Aura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things shadow work and inner child healing. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells, afraid to let those real emotions loose? Like you're constantly bottling it up, trying to keep a lid on everything that's bubbling beneath the surface? Trust me, I get it. We've been taught to suppress our feelings, boys, don't cry, keep it cool, toughen up, all that jazz. But guess what? Holding back those emotions doesn't make them disappear. It just means they're festering somewhere inside, waiting for the right moment to explode. And let's be real, nobody wants a volcanic eruption of emotions in their life, right? Today, we're diving deep into the power of emotional expression. Why it's so freaking important, how to do it effectively without accidentally starting a fire, and why letting your feelings out isn't some weakness, it's actually a superpower. So buckle up, because this is going to be a good one. Here are 5 key takeaways that are going to blow your mind. 1. Emotional expression is self-care, not selfishness. Listen up. We often think of taking care of ourselves as bubble baths and face masks, but it's so much more than that. It's about acknowledging your emotions, honoring them, and giving them space to exist without judgment. Think of it like this. Your emotions are like a symphony orchestra. They all have their place, their purpose, and when they work together harmoniously, they create something beautiful. But if you silence certain instruments, you lose that richness, that depth, that full experience. 2. Suppressing emotions leads to blockages. When we try to push down our feelings, it's like trying to stuff a whole bunch of pillows into a tiny suitcase. Eventually, it's going to burst open. Those repressed emotions can manifest in all sorts of ways. Anxiety, physical ailments, relationship problems, you name it. It's like your body and mind are screaming for attention, saying, "Hey, remember me. I have something important to say." 3. Find your healthy outlets. Now, expressing your emotions doesn't mean going full on traumatic diva or unleashing a torrent of anger on unsuspecting bystanders, though sometimes a good scream into a pillow can be therapeutic. It's about finding healthy outlets that work for you. Journaling, dancing, painting, talking to a trusted friend, therapy, whatever helps you release those feelings in a constructive way. 4. Emotional intelligence is key. Learning to recognize and understand your own emotions is like having a map of your inner world. It allows you to navigate your feelings with more awareness and compassion. And when you can identify your own emotions, you are also better equipped to understand the emotions of others, which is essential for building strong, healthy relationships. 5. Embrace vulnerability. This one might be a little tricky, but hear me out. Letting go of the need to always appear strong and perfectly put together can actually be incredibly liberating. It allows you to connect with others on a deeper level, build trust, and show up as your authentic self. Remember, vulnerability isn't weakness, it's courage. Let's bring this into a real-world scenario. Think about that time when someone said something hurtful or unfair to you. Maybe it was a friend, a family member, even a stranger. How did you react? Did you bottle it up? Pretend everything was okay? Or did you express how their words made you feel? Maybe, just maybe, sharing your feelings led to a deeper understanding, an apology, or even a stronger connection. Or perhaps, by voicing your truth, you gain clarity and empowerment, realizing that your voice deserves to be heard. Remember, allowing yourself to feel those emotions, the good, the bad, and the ugly, is not about being dramatic or seeking validation. It's about honoring your experience, understanding yourself better, and creating space for authentic connection with others. So take a deep breath, let go of any fear holding you back, and embrace the power of emotional expression. You got this. And before we go, I want to hear from you. What's one small step you can take today to express your emotions more freely? Share it in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community where vulnerability is celebrated. Until next time, keep shining your light bright and remember, you are worthy of love and happiness.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.